Welcome to our Thursday night meditation. We're going to begin by centering in our heart. Please place your feet flat on the floor and place your hands open on your lap. We are going to give this little heart math exercise that helps us center in our heart, where we wiggle our big right toe. We wiggle our left thumb. We wiggle our nose. And now we wiggle our heart. Now let us take a deep breath and breathe in through the heart. And we're going to breathe out. Again, we're breathing in through the heart. And as we're breathing out, we're letting go of everything that may have been a sense of burden or challenge or frustration. And we're breathing in through the heart. And we're breathing out, letting go of all hindrances. I'm now going to make an invocation. In the name of the light of God that never fails, we call now to thee, mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ Self of each one gathered here, to each one's sponsoring master. To overshadow us in this work, we call now to you, beloved Jesus and Magda, beloved Mother Mary, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, beloved Portia. Come forth now, we pray, we call to us three wise men, beloved Kuthumi, El Mori, and Dwalpool. We call to beloved Serapis Bay, beloved Justinius, captain of Seraphic Bands. We call to the Holy Spirit, Lord Maha Chohan, and to beloved Guru Ma Manello. Place your presence with us. Place your mantle upon us. Place now the armor, the shield, the breastplate, the sword, and the seraphim with us. We call to beloved Archangel Michael to seal us now, to seal our homes, to seal our force field, to seal our affairs, to seal our entire consciousness, being, and world in an absolute pillar of blue flame protection for the rolling back now of all opposition and all backlash to this work. Beloved Archangel Michael, come forth now and place yourself on us as that electronic force field of the will of God. We call now our Father, Mother God, beloved Alpha and Omega, beloved Helios and Vestas, to help us in communing on that next right point, that is the next point in the journey home. O my Father, O my Mother, I am coming home. Draw nigh to me as I draw nigh to thee, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We are now going to meditate on the portrait of our sponsoring master. This is the master that we feel that kinship with, the master that we have pledged our troth to. And so we are working now to establish a figure eight flow with the eyes of the master. We are going to be meditating with our eyes open. And our intention is to create a figure eight flow of light. We can actually see this as a figure eight flow of white light going from our eyes to the eyes of the master, around the head of the master, and coming back around our head as a figure eight of energy. We are now tying in through our eyes and through the third eye to the eyes and the gaze and the third eye of the master. We're establishing now this connection. Jesus said, where two or more are gathered in my name, there I am. So we gather in the name of Jesus. We gather in the name of the Christ, with the Christ self for each one. and the Christ self of each one's sponsoring master. And as we try in earnestness, we are establishing this connection. And our earnestness will determine the level of return flow we can receive and anchor. So if you look at the eyes of your master, please consider in great earnestness your desire for trying to connect, trying to come up higher, trying in the sense of putting forth a genuine effort to love that is effortless as that mustard seed, even as that mustard seed. And so as we look at the eyes of the master, pretty soon the sense of us and them starts to melt away. And there is this closeness that takes place. It's that French word, rapprochement, where we are coming closer to the master and the master is coming closer to us. And as you gaze at the eyes of the master, pay attention to which eye you are looking out from as the alpha dominant eye, and which eye you are receiving from the master as the omega feminine eye. There's definitely a pattern here. It will be different for each one. And the reason we want to become aware of this is because will help us to balance out those energies of giving and receiving. Balance out those energies. And so the alpha eye is the one through which you project, and the omega eye is the one through which you receive. And we are in this figure eight flow creating an exchange of identity where the master takes on, absorbs our identity for this time of communion, and we absorb the identity of the master. We are becoming one. You don't have to have a sense of shame or sin or guilt about whether or not you are pure enough, because through the contact with your Christ self, for this moment that is sponsored in time and space, you are in the right vibration, in the earnestness, and the contact is lawful. And it is God's intent and the Master's intent for us to be able to sustain this contact more and more. Even as we go about our everyday business, even as we wake up every morning, sustain that contact. And so, the Master is aware of all of our shortcomings, all of those areas that we still need to transmute and learn from and grow. There is no condemnation. Master has been embodied in the physical plane. Each ascended master has had every possible experience in every life that we are going through or have gone through. They've experienced it all. They've experienced it all. And so they deeply, deeply understand. And they know that if they could make it home, so can we. And they are here to be that bridge, that helper, lend that assistance, because God wants each and every one of us home. So the Master is our friend and our mentor, and the one who can help us to forgive ourselves and then to forgive others. I am forgiving all life, even as I am also all life forgiving me. Father, forgive us our sins, even as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Let us sound the Om now as we focus more deeply into the eyes of the Master, and visualize now the third point in the center of the Master's forehead with a triangulating energy between the two eyes and the third point in the forehead. We are going to send that energy of the Om into the Master's third eye area. See it as the pyramid, as the Great Pyramid. Let us sound the Om together. Experience a brightening of the room, a brightening of the Master's portrait. It's an etherealization that takes place in the meditation. Do not be frightened or concerned. It's natural for our physical, human, animal self to be a bit startled when those changes start to happen. But it's a perfectly normal experience of moving from that animal brain into the higher brain and ultimately activating those higher centers that allow us to become the fullness of God incarnate step by step. And so if your eyes get teary-eyed because of the brightness or because of the gazing, you can certainly blink your eyes or shut them for a moment. And little by little, though, you will develop that ability to continue to gaze and go more deeply into the Master's eyes and experience that light without having to manage it from a human standpoint. So it's okay. It's okay if you get antsy. If you're centered in the heart, the attention on the heart, the attention on the feet grounded in the earth, the attention on the hands open for the service of the Master, and then the attention on the Master himself. Find that that distance between ourselves and the Master is reduced. So there is no distance. I would like to ask each and every one now to make a personal prayer to their Master, asking for the distance and everything that stands in opposition or blocking that rapprochement, that closeness from occurring, to be now transmuted and taken by the angels who are with us. So please make your calls to the Master. meditations all hanging in the meal and the name on it and the memories and all the memory and the memory. What we're dealing with individually and collectively is that part of us that wants to stay separate from the Master, that part of us that wants to have its own dominion separate from that full merging with the will of God, the wisdom of God, the love of God, the beingness in God. When we get to this place where there's that opportunity for merging, that other part can also arise and say, I'm only willing to go this far. Or I'll go to this place, but I'm keeping this part for myself. What we want to try to do right now is to put our entire self almost like in a basket and hand the basket over to the Master. Give the whole loaf to the Master. And even if it's just for a few moments, overcome any and all fear or doubt or records that prevent us from fully going in. We're now going to give the mantra, light set me free. We're continuing to look at the eyes of the Master. Continuing to look at that third eye point in the forehead of the Master. Creating a triangulating pattern within our own head area as a reciprocal action. And this mantra that we are going to give is for the transmutation of all blocks that would prevent us from becoming truly the Master's vessel. Putting it all on the altar tonight. We're asking for the seraphim to come forth and work with us on the removing of the blocks and the fears and the prides and the records that can be taken in this hour according to God's will. Together. Light set me free, light set me free, light set me free. Light command, light command, light command, command, command. Light demand, light demand, light demand, demand, demand. Light expand, light expand, light expand, expand, expand. Light I am, light I am, light I am, I am, I am. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. Light set me free. Light set me free. Light set me free. Light command, light command, light command, command, command. Light demand, light demand, light demand, demand, demand. Light expand, light expand, light expand, expand, expand. Light I am, light I am, light I am, I am, I am. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. Light set me free, light set me free, light set me free.
Light command, light command, light command, command, command. Light demand, light demand, light demand, demand, demand. Light expand, light expand, light expand, expand, expand. Light I am, light I am, light I am, I am, I am. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. Light set me free, light set me free, light set me free. Light command, light command, light command, command, command. Light demand, light demand, light demand, demand, demand. Light expand, light expand, light expand, expand, expand. Light I am, light I am, light I am, I am, I am. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. Light set me free, light set me free, light set me free. Light command, light command, light command, command, command. Light demand, light demand, light demand, demand, demand. Light expand, light expand, light expand, expand, expand. Light I am, light I am, light I am, I am, I am. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. Light set me free, light set me free, light set me free. Light command, light command, light command, command, command. Light demand, light demand, light demand, demand, demand. Light expand, light expand, light expand, expand, expand. Light I am, light I am, light I am, I am, I am. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. Light set me free, light set me free, light set me free. Light command, light command, light command, command, command. Light demand, light demand, light demand, demand, demand. Light expand, light expand, light expand, expand, expand. Light I am, light I am, light I am, I am, I am. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. Light set me free, light set me free, light set me free. Light command, light command, light command, command, command. Light demand, light demand, light demand, demand, demand. Light expand, light expand, light expand, expand, expand. Light I am, light I am, light I am, I am, I am. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. Light set me free, light set me free, set me free. Light command, light command, light command, command, command. Light demand, light demand, light demand, demand, demand. Light expand, light expand, light expand, expand, expand. Light I am, light I am, light I am, I am, I am. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. Light set me free, light set me free, light set me free. Light command, light command, light command, command, command. Light demand, light demand, light demand, demand, demand. Light expand, light expand, light expand, expand, expand. Light I am, light I am, light I am, I am, I am. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. Light set me free, light set me free, light set me free. Light command, light command, light command, command, command. Light demand, light demand, light demand, demand, demand. Light expand, light expand, light expand, expand, expand. Light I am, light I am, light I am, I am, I am. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. I am a being of violet fire, I am the purity God desires. Light set me free, light set me free, light set me free. Light command, light command, light command, command, command. Light demand, light demand, light demand, demand, demand. Light expand, light expand, light expand, expand, expand. Light I am, light I am, light I am, I am, I am. I am a being of Ilathar. I am the purity God desires. I am a being of Ilathar. The purity God desires. I am a being of Ilathar. I am the purity God desires.
This is where we were accomplishing the concentration part of this work. We have this concentration now in the Master. The energies are all coming into balance, and we are going to now move into the meditation part where we have been focusing on the triangle of light between the Master's eyes and the third eye as a pyramid of light. And now we are going to enter into that pyramid. We are still looking at the eyes of the Master in the physical plane, and then we are going to be carrying on with this meditation simultaneously. We're spiritually multitasking, and so as we look at the Master's eyes, we also see ourselves now as the soul entering into this great pyramid. And so the great pyramid is around us now, around our physical form. And the soul, in the seat of the soul chakra, is at that entrance of the great pyramid. And we're now going to call the soul forth to rise up, up that channel, which is that rising channel within the great pyramid that leads us into that great hall. We're going up this narrow corridor now, calling for the soul. Go up that narrow corridor, up, 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 until she reaches that place of the great hall in the higher portion of the pyramid. And so, in the name of our beloved Mighty I Am Presence and Holy Christ Self, in the name of beloved Serapis Bay, we call now for the soul to rise, rise up that shaft of light, rise up, be magnetized now into the great hall, into that great chamber, by the love of your own Holy Christ Self and sponsoring Master. Rise now, soul, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We see the soul now entering the great chamber, the great hall within the pyramid, where the Holy Christ Self awaits. And this great chamber has an antechamber. The antechamber is the heart chakra. And the Holy Christ Self is waiting there with our sponsoring Master, waiting at the level of the heart chakra. And we see the two clasping hands. And with the direction and blessing of the Master, they now proceed into the secret chamber of the heart, which is that great hall in the center of the pyramid. The secret chamber of the heart is the place where truly heaven and earth meet. It's that mystical chamber. Where the alchemy takes place of transformation from human to divine. See yourself now in this beautiful grand chamber. The high ceilings. In our meditation tonight, it actually looks like a bit like the Hall of Mirrors in Versailles. There are actually windows and mirrors and high ceilings and very beautiful. And you think, what is this doing in the center of a pyramid? It's there, and the Holy Christ Self is there, and the Bridegroom is there. We're going to see our soul now begin to waltz with the Holy Christ Self down the hall, that great hall, and that three-quarter time of the heartbeat. And what we are going to do as we watch them waltzing is we are going to give the mantra, I am Alpha and Omega. We're going to give this mantra joyfully, almost as if we were performing it as a waltz. I am Alpha and Omega. 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 See them spinning faster, faster with the rhythm of the waltz, and as there's this blending of Alpha and Omega energies, which is like a whirling Tai Chi taking place now as the soul is experiencing this acceleration with her bridegroom. There's an acceleration of also of the unification of those energies. I am Alpha and Omega. 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 Beloved Saint Germain approaching now, as the Wonder Man of Europe, approaching now the soul and the bridegroom, who through this music and through this action have fanning those heart flames and creating that circle of oneness. So we see our beloved Saint Germain, and then we see our sponsoring master. If Saint Germain is your sponsoring master, you see Saint Germain. And if you have another sponsoring master, you see your sponsoring master on one side and Saint Germain on the other. And we now see Saint Germain as the Wonder Man of Europe unfolding his hand before us. And in his hand is a large diamond. This diamond is the diamond of our soul. And we see that there are still flaws in the diamond. As beautiful as it is, there are still flaws, cracks, dark spots, places where the light does not refract properly. Now we see the master almost as a magician, waving his hand over the diamond. And we see this flawless transmuted. This moment transmuted. And we hear the voice of God saying, "Thou art forgiven much because thou lovest much. Thou art forgiven much because thou lovest much. Thou art forgiven much because thou lovest much." Let us send our gratitude to Saint Germain in this moment for his gift of the violet flame, for this alchemy of transmutation of the soul, whatever levels this alchemy has been accomplished. Work is in God's hands. We do not put any human analysis on it. We simply accept it with the faith of the child, the childlike heart. And we accept, "Thy will be done, whatever pleases thee, my Lord. Thy will be done." And we accept the proffered gift. Now we see around us a band of angels, men of great angels. These angels have trumpets, and they're angels of the Ascension, angels of Serapis Bay's retreat. Angels who also reside in that great pyramid of self. And we see them forming a circle now around the soul and the bridegroom and the master and beloved Saint Germain. And we see them now sounding a trumpet call . It doesn't matter if we cannot hear it with our physical ears, the soul is hearing it with the spiritual ears. What is important right now is what the soul is experiencing and recording. And we as the human personality is simply facilitating that encounter, that experience, because of our own free will. We have chosen to be here tonight. And the free will is the key that unlocks the door. We have unlocked the door, and the soul now is hearing the specific trumpet call. That is her call, her specific call. For the coming home. Now we see the soul and the bridegroom shifting dimensions, shifting planes of consciousness through this trumpet call. We see them rise up now, rise up. Beyond this chamber, up, 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 up the spinal stalk, up to the crown chakra. And we see them rise up through the crown chakra, up through the buddhic top knot, up the sagittal bridge, up, up, up. To the higher realms of consciousness, the realms of our own divinity, our own God self. These are the realms of our heaven world. These are our treasures stored in heaven. This is our rightfully earned inheritance. This is our own higher self. This is the part of us that will not behold iniquity. The part of us that is completely in the realms of God perfection, and it is our own self. And we see the soul and the Holy Christ self rise up now through the spheres, the blue, the green, the purple, the violet, the pink, the yellow, through the secret ray bands into the white fire core. And the I Am Presence does appear as through a fiery white mist. You see the I Am Presence appearing, the angel of the presence. And our soul and Holy Christ self now kneel before the heart of the I Am that I am. We are looking now in the heart of our Creator, in the eyes of our Creator, the eyes of our Maker, the eyes of our own real self, Father, Mother, God, all one in the One, that one day we will become. There is a merging of energies, whatever level it can absorb those energies. We send our love now to the I Am Presence, our gratitude for life, gratitude for having been given the opportunity to live in time and space, to forge our God identity. Our gratitude for the opportunity to also come home. Our gratitude for co-creation. Our gratitude for the Word made flesh through us. And as we give our love to the presence outstretches his hands, her hands. And the soul receives that love of Father, Mother, God. That love that will not let her go. That love that cannot be qualified by lesser thought or feeling. It is absolutely pure, absolutely whole, absolutely divine fire. Fire of truth and God reality, and all of the divine qualities combined in one energy. We see the I Am Presence now sending forth a beam of light of that resurrection rainbow light into the diamond that Saint Germain is still holding. The purified diamond that is at the level of the great hall in the secret chamber of the heart. There is a beam of light released now into the diamond. With a vacuum, any vacuum, though it is not a vacuum, is filled with the light of the I Am that I Am. We feel it filling even our soul presence at the level of our lower bodies. Light of the I Am, to whatever extent and degree we can internalize it and receive it. All of this through the agency and sponsorship of our Master. Through the soul now and the Christ Self, bowing before the I Am Presence with great love and gratitude. They begin their descent now through the spheres of the causal body, through the Buddhic vehicle. They begin to descend once again, and what they find is that the Buddhic vehicle is that much closer now to the four lower bodies, almost over the top knot of the body itself. Spheres of the causal body are lowering with the soul and the Christ Self around the physical form, the four lower bodies. In this moment, there is that auric blending with the aura of our own Buddhic nature, anchored through the soul descending and the holy Christ Self. And now we see the soul and the Holy Christ Self moving to that place of the third eye, that point of the shepherd's crook, and the energy is anchored at the level of the third eye, the beam of light. And we send that beam of light to the third eye of our Master to complete this alchemy, an exchange and figure eight flow. This is a Master's picture. Now we see the soul and the Holy Christ Self back in the Great Hall, Saint Germain. Can see diamond filled with the light of the I Am that I Am to the soul. And the soul now gives it to her bridegroom for safekeeping. And the bridegroom declares that he will keep this diamond as a lodestone, the focus for the complete and final transfiguration, resurrection, and ascension of the soul, according to cosmic timetables. See now the soul and bridegroom facing each other. We see them now our beloved Saint Germain, the sponsoring Master, side. See them embracing, clasping hands, and we feel this with the mantra, we are one, 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 we are one. We are one, we are one, we are one. Now, We have one. 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 And now the Master Serapis. Comes forward, we see him approaching. And he gives us this glyph, the glyph of the Spartans, the glyph of Leonidas and the 300. There is no time and space. We have won. As the Spartans, we have won. As the Ascended Ones, we have won. Even in this very moment in time and space. Where past, present, and future meet. And through our own free will, we have decreed that we are one. And that we have won. And this is sealed now. In the consciousness. And the love of Serapis Bay. We're going to send one final om to our Master now as the sealing action of this meditation. And this is our contemplation too. For the entire purpose of contemplation is to become fully one with the Master. Our spirals of identity have merged. Moment. It is 10 to 9 and or 8 to 9, maybe 8 for the figure 8 on the integration ray. I know it's not easy to converse when we are in this place of expanded heart and the shifting in consciousness. Nevertheless, I would like to offer the opportunity for anyone who would like to share from this place, share what you received or share what you experienced or share something else that's on your mind and heart to share. If you would like to share, this is an opportunity. The sharing is also a grounding in the physical plane of this communion with the Master as we are grounding ourselves back into the physical plane. And so I would like to encourage you to say a few words now, and if you would rather stay silent, I understand, but it is always nice to share, and we learn from each and every one, so the lines are open. Thank you. Quiet in the Great Pyramid. Anyone who would like to speak? light of God that never fails, we call to you with thanksgiving. Beloved Serapis Bay, beloved Saint Germain, beloved Grandma Lamello, beloved Jesus, and all of the masses who have assisted us, we ask you now to help us to fully anchor in our four lower bodies that which we have received. Help us to hold fast to that which we receive, and help us to amplify it each day as that talent multiplies that we give back to our Father, Mother, God. We call now for all of these energies to be sealed in light. We call now the mighty Hercules and Archangel Michael for the binding of any and all backlash. And we ask for any vacuums that might be left to be sealed and filled with the light of Jesus Christ, according to God's holy will. Let it be done. Amen. And we ask also for the multiplication of this work. Every ascended master and angel and saint in heaven, that this work might be multiplied and sent forth to the entire planet and each and every light bearer who can receive it at any and all level and plane of consciousness, that they're capable of receiving it, and that God wills to anchor it in according to God's holy will. Let it be done. Amen. Thank you, everyone, and have a good night. God bless.
Thank you.